Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. I want to talk to you about taking on the laws of numbers, the law of numbers, and doing it with grit and fundamentals, using those two things to take on the law of numbers. You know, there's a story about a rabbit that was being chased by a hungry fox. And running for his life, the rabbit hopped over a turtle as he made his way with haste across a small stream, tucking himself inside his shell, not wanting to become collateral damage in the rabbit's emergency. The turtle inquired about his anxious neighbor's prospects. "Hey, Mr. Rabbit, you gonna make it?" To which Mr. Rabbit replied over his shoulder, "I gotta make it." When small business owners wake up in the morning, they often feel like Mr. Rabbit. But why are so many small business owners operating so close to the edge of survival? Why is every challenge or opportunity so momentous? You ever ask yourself that question? Why are our circumstances so much more dire, so much more dramatic than they are for the big business competitors that we deal with? Well, I think the answer is found in the small business law of numbers. And that law is there usually aren't enough. So let's look at at three examples of the law of numbers, just three of the many. Customers, of course, that's got to be first. Big businesses have a lot of customers, so losing one is usually not a big percentage of their customer universe. A small business's customer universe looks more like a list, on which each name represents a much larger percentage of the total, right? Losing a sale or customer takes a bigger mathematical bite out of the future viability of any small business. The law of numbers affects us big time with customers. Employees. When an employee leaves a big business, there are probably three replacements ready to be promoted off the bench to that single assignment. That's an important word to remember, that single assignment. But even if there is a bench on a small business team, it isn't deep. And since there are more jobs to do in a small business than people to do them, every employee is a key employee who's difficult to replace because there's so many things to do, so many hats that have to be worn. So the law of numbers is not in favor of small businesses from an employee standpoint. Now let's talk about capital. Big businesses are blessed with multiple capital options, including the equity and bond markets, the debt markets, right? A small business is the stepchild of the capital markets, sometimes more like an orphan. Other than bank loans and whatever retained earnings it can be held onto after taxes, the best way to describe other capital acquisition options for small businesses is found in the names of the twin brothers of desperation, Slim and Nun. And even when outside capital is found, it often comes at a prohibitive premium. So customers, employees, capital, just three of the biggies. The law of numbers are against us. So with those being against us, translating into limited options, small business owners survive by what I call calling on a special kind of I gotta make it resolve, like the rabbit. But alas, resolve isn't enough all by itself. To overcome the reality of those numbers and operate with less desperation, we've got to combine our grit with a focus on operating fundamentals that address all those exposures that the law of numbers expose. For example, customers. Know what each aspect of your customers' wants and needs are. Know what they expect of you and deliver that to them within an inch of their lives. Love them up. Within an inch of their lives. This is part of your special sauce, my friends, and one of your many advantages over big businesses. Did you know that? Special sauce. You should be focusing when it comes to customers. You should be identifying all the different ways that you can love up a customer, that you can customize, that you can specialize, you can touch them. You can deliver high touch along with a pretty darn good array of high tech, right? More and more these days. That's how you're going to use fundamentals to deal with the law of numbers. The fact that you don't have a lot of customers. That every customer is a bigger part of your universe. You gotta find out what customers expect of you and then deliver it to them. I promise you, big businesses are not doing that as well as you are, as well as you can. Employees, hire only those who could one day be promoted off your bench. So when you're hiring someone, don't just fog a mirror. Don't find someone to fog a mirror. Don't find someone with a pulse. Don't take your brother-in-law's neighbor's kid who needs a job and you need to fill a job. Please, I've been harping on this. I've been on a soapbox about this for 20 years. Please don't just fill the position. Be a little more disciplined, be a little more professional, be a little more patient with the acquisition process and find the person that can not only fill that job that you have available, but who can one day become one of the leaders of your operation. Someone that whenever a person up the org chart leaves or for whatever reason isn't in that shot job and you need to promote someone, you've got a promotable person there. That's how you prevent your organization from going into crisis when you can do that. Next thing is capital. Build and maintain good relationships with at least two banks and retain earnings like your business's life depends on it, because it does. You know, folks, during the Second Punic War, 2018 BC, Hannibal crossed the Alps with 35,000 men and a squadron of elephants. When snow blocked their progress, scouts reported the way forward was impossible. Sensing disaster in the eyes of his men and realizing that this was a test of his leadership, the great Carthaginian general said, he's supposed to have uttered these words, and it's something small business owners have to say every day. We must either find a way or make one. We must either find a way or make one. Like rabbits in general, small business owners gotta make it with a combination of grit and fundamentals. I'm Jim Blassingame, 20 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.